likely voters a better barometer than registered voters?
Well, because not everyone votes, especially in off-year elections. I mean, when you get to presidential elections, you know, maybe it's 80% of registered voters. But when it's these off-year elections, I mean, you might be seeing turnout, you know, 35, 40, 50%. I'm not too familiar with what Virginia is, but, you know, that's the kind of drop-off you will get. And so you've really got to hone in on, you know, who's voting. And they ask, you know, basically, how enthusiastic are you to vote, or how sure are you that you're going to vote? And they self-select from there. And that's what matters. Is, you know, it's not a matter, it's not an opinion poll. Election day is not an opinion poll. It's who shows up, who returns their ballot, and that's what matters.
Let me just ask you, though, because most I would be willing to bet if you and I were to go to lunch down at Town Square and afterwards just start polling people, man in the street, woman in the street kind of stuff, most people wouldn't be able to tell you who their school board member is, their board of trustee member is. Do you think that this is something that will resonate with folks here in Nevada?
I think it can, and I think it can actually... on the governor's race and these larger races more than the school board races. You know, what you're saying actually is right, is, you know, school board race is a very down ballot race. They don't raise a lot of money for how important the trustees end up being. So I think you're really going to see it more in like the gubernatorial race. You know, I think this is an issue that, you know, the Republican candidates should be beating the drum about and talking about. And even in the national race, even in the U.S. Senate race, congressional races, I think it can become an issue.
I'm curious, should every Republican candidate running for whatever office, whether it be assemblyman or state senator or congressman, should every Republican be talking in terms of this Youngkin deal of parents do have a right and they have an obligation to have a say in their child's education?
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, you know, all those legislative offices, you know, certainly would be appropriate. Anything dealing with education, you know, this is a clear bright line between two factions in our society. You know, and it's so funny is when you talk about the specific things that critical race theory leads to in education, and I think the one you'll see here in Nevada is basically eliminating gifted programs or you know, dumbing down magnet programs. Over the racial disparities in you know, the people who are attending the programs, you know, that's a big fight, and you know, legislators, school board members, governor, obviously, those people all have an influence, and I think we should let parents decide. You know, what do we think? Do we think people are defined by their skin color, and we, you know, in this kind of Marxist idea, have to put them into groups of either the victims or the victimizers? Or do we just say, look, people are people. We're so blessed to live in America, in a free country, where if you want something, you go work hard and you can probably get it. And I know which message I'm teaching my kids. It's sure not the former.
Yeah. Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. He is joining us here on AM 670 KMZQ, so it's going to be so much fun to have him with us. We'll get a chance to visit with him. His first guest, by the way, I'm told, is going to be the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're here noon till 3 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, overall, it doesn't look all that bad on area freeways as there's no restrictions on the Beltway 215 on the northern freeway or the southern freeway at the moment. Moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. No real delays or restrictions through there, 55 to 60 miles per hour on average. You will encounter some delays downtown, though, with those lane restrictions. That bridge reconstruction is going to continue well into next year, so get used to that sluggishness. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern, and lane reductions for bridge work, that's on the ramp connecting 215 East to Interstate 11 South.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL, the Raiders with the weekend off, and they'll return to action Sunday where they'll take on the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. Las Vegas has won two straight since the resignation of John Gruden. They are 5-2 on the season, leading the AFC West. The Giants will take on the Kansas City Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football. NHL, the Golden Knights are in Toronto Tuesday. They'll take on the Maple Leafs. This will be the start of a four-game road trip for Vegas, who are riding a three-game win streak. That trip includes stops in Ottawa, Montreal, and Detroit. NBA, the Lakers defeat the Houston Astros 95-85 Sunday night at the Staples Center. Carmelo Anthony led the Lakers with 23 points off the bench. Russell Westbrook with 20, and Anthony Davis had 16 points, 13 rebounds. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with British accents. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, take it from a Brit.
Oi, barmy insurance blokes dodging dosh out your pocket. It's barmy. Liberty Mutual won't leave you skint, mate.
Can you just say, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need?
I think that's what I said, you blooming...
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain, whether you're vaccinated or not, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Great to have Victor Jakes along with our first show in our new time slot. I'm so excited. Victor Jakes, a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. By the way, for those of you that are just tuning across the dial, you say, what is Kevin Wall doing on at 12:35, 12:36 in middays? And it's because we have moved, and that is to allow for my friend Wayne Allen Root to take over the 3-6 slot. So I am very, very excited. We're going to get a chance to visit with him at the top of the hour. We'll find out what's on his mind. But we are with you now, noon till 3, and I hope you're going to make the move with us on a regular basis. Victor, let me just ask you. The president is overseas. He's in Glasgow and for the UN Climate Conference. And a lot of people are asking, what about his so-called agenda and the bipartisan bill, the infrastructure bill, the other bill, the big, huge bill that's been whittled down to $1.75 trillion? It's still lots and lots of money. What is going to happen to the Biden agenda this week? We've been promised votes a couple of three times, and nobody ever delivers. What's going to happen next?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I can give you my best guess. I think they're going to pass the kind of original quote unquote infrastructure bill that was really an infrastructure plus bill, not anywhere near as bad as the $3.5 trillion boondoggle they were pushing, but you know, one that was bad enough. But my guess is that the House will vote on that this week. But you know, the progressives are basically using that as leverage to try and get the larger reconciliation bill passed. And once the infrastructure bill passes, they think they lose their leverage. And yeah, I think actually pretty accurately think they lose their leverage. So it's going to be really an interesting thing to watch. And I don't think it's necessarily bad for Democrats or for the chances of the bill passing. I don't want either of them to pass, obviously. But I don't think it's bad that the president's out of the country. I don't think, you know, he commands much respect on Capitol Hill. And honestly, you know, I think he's much better off being away and leaving it to Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, as much as I don't like her politics, at least has been effective in moving legislation.
By the way, did you see it this morning? It was on Fox News. They've got footage of the current president nodding off during one of these conferences, and his head droops down and his eyes close for extended periods of time. Did you see that by chance?
I did. And I said that's like the best thing Biden's done in his whole presidency. I mean, this whole conference is a waste, and you know, if he can't stay awake. Well, why should anyone stay awake?
I mean, those things, you know, and everybody drones on. You get a bunch of politicians in the same room, and everybody wants to make a speech. I get that part, but you got to be comatose. I mean, you got to be awake.
That does help. That does help. You know, if you're going to wreck the U.S. economy over this, you know, it'd be nice to at least think that you know, you had the dignity of being awake when you decided to wreck the economy.
Stay awake through it, for crying out loud.
So yeah, the president is I don't know how you say it delicately. You know, he's not maybe what he once was, even when he was the vice president. And but you know, of all the things, I can't fault him for falling asleep during this.
One guy that generally, every time I've seen him, he's been awake, is Mark Amaday. He released a statement this morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock our time. He will not be running for governor. He had promised on this show that by the end of the month, he would have a decision on whether he was going to run for governor. He has decided not to run for governor. He'll seek re-election in CD2. What do you make of that? That means we've got nine people, eight dudes, and one a lady, Michelle Fiore. What do you make of the decision by Mark Amaday? Were you surprised by it?
No, I wasn't surprised by it. I mean, he's been talking about it for months. If he had been able to raise the money, he would have gotten it months ago. And I think what you're seeing is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, talks about running for governor for as long as he's in elected office. But you know, if he weren't going to jump in this year, I don't think you're going to jump in ever. So you know, apparently he couldn't raise the money, and then you know, especially once Dean Heller got in, he just really didn't have much of a path. So. You know, I think, you know, look, if you can't raise the money, you're not going to be the governor. So he couldn't raise the money, he's not going to be the governor.
And by the way, with nine other people out trying to raise money, it can't be that easy. I'm glad he made the decision, and now we know this is. Is there anybody else you can think of that we need to know about possibly running? Or does this close it out?
Boy, it'd be a surprise to me. I'll tell you what, it's gotten. it's a field is plenty crowded. There is a lot of folks running. A lot of interesting candidates, and I think Republican voters are going to have a challenge kind of sorting through who they want to select.
Well, and if you see one of these candidates, one of these nine candidates with a smartphone to their ear, you know they're probably, as I always respectfully say, dialing for dollars, and they're doing fundraising. So they're probably calling you next. Who knows? Hey, Victor, always good to have you with us. I'm so glad you were our first guest in our new time slot. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And I love talking to you on Mondays because it's always refreshing. We'll do it 12:05. Every week, okay?
I can't wait. And again, congratulations on the new slot. I know folks are going to love listening to you at this time, and I hope you enjoy it as well.
Thank you very much. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. I'm the most fiery, colorful, opinionated, controversial loudmouth in Vegas history. Tune in Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., right here on AM 670. It all starts Monday with my first guest, President Donald J. Trump.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it. Are we going to do bump music now? We're still... Yeah, go ahead. Give me some bump music. There we go. Yeah, we've changed things around a little bit. Not more than just the time slot. Anyway, we are now noon till 3, and I'm so excited. Thank you. It was good. Wayne Allyn Root will join us coming up at 1:05. Tommy Pigott at 1:30. Melissa Clement will have some comments on the oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court on the Texas abortion ban. This will be fascinating. She obviously wants abortion banned in this country and the elimination of Roe v. Wade. We'll find out. We'll find out how she feels about what happened today. I listened to a bunch of it. It was on C-SPAN live, and I got to tell you, it was fascinating. But I didn't understand half of it. It was lawyerese, and maybe Melissa can help. Declassify everything that was there. I love it. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be reporting on Election Day in Virginia. And this goes back to the issue of the election in Virginia for governor. Terry McAuliffe, Glenn Youngkin, and the fact that Victor's column today was really good. You ought to check it out in the Review Journal. And it essentially says why he tries to answer the question, why is what's going to be happening in the next 24 hours in Virginia important to us here in Nevada? And there are a number of reasons. I found it interesting, though. Let's go to cut one real quick. Let's see if we can squeeze this in. This is Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, doing what politicians always do when they're running for office, when they're running for re-election. Gavin Newsom did it. We've got Steve Sisolak is doing that here, and it's called giveaways. It's called giving away money, lots of it. The governor, of course, gave away $5 million, with the pandemic stuff. We've got all kinds of things being given away by politicians because it's not their money. It's our money, your money, my money. Anyway, this was Terry McAuliffe talking about giveaways in the People's Republic of Virginia.
We rank 50th out of 50 states on average teacher pay as it compares to the average pay. We are the 10th wealthiest state in America. We should never be 50th out of 50 states. So I promise all of you, and I got a lot of cameras here, I am going to raise teacher pay above the national average for the first time in history. We are going to get all 41,000 at-risk 3- and 4-year-olds. We're going to give them a pre-K education here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I promise all of you, within 2 years, every family, every child will have broadband access here in Virginia. And we got to work hard to diversify our teacher base. 50% of our students are students of color. 80% of the teachers are white. So what I'm going to do for you will be the first state in America. If you'll go teach in Virginia for 5 years in a high-demand area, that could be geographic, it could be coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, or any HBCU here in Virginia. Be the first state in America to do that.
That's Terry McAuliffe doing the traditional giveaway, the re-election or election giveaway. And again, looking through the prism of race rather than the content of one's character. The 80% that are white... teachers in Virginia. Shouldn't that be enough? I mean, it should be the content of one's character, not the color of one's skin. At least that's what Dr. King taught us. And too many people choose to ignore it through critical race theory and other things. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, a big Monday, first day of November. And I must tell you, I'm so excited with this time change. I'm especially excited to be reunited with Wayne Allen Root. That's going to be so much fun. We'll get a chance to talk about it coming up at 1:05 as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Want to thank the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame for inducting me on Saturday night into the Hall of Fame. I'm the first in my family to be a member of a Hall of Fame, and this is very, very, very prestigious, and I'm so thankful. From the class of 21, we go to the class of 2011, and gentleman Jim Dallas, who is sure with us on the other side of the glass. That was really fun. You've got a great story, though, about a Southwest Airlines pilot or a flight attendant, we're not sure which. Give me what you got on this.
Yeah, a lot of people know the Let's Go Brandon phenomenon, which started with chants about F. Joe Biden at a NASCAR event. And Brandon Brown was being interviewed, And, of course, the CBS reporter was responding to the crowd saying, hey, they're chanting your name. They're really behind you there. Let's go, Brandon. And that's how the whole thing got started. So it's great. But there's a pilot for Southwest Airlines that's in a little bit of hot water here, Kevin, because he basically, as he was signing off the flight from Houston, Texas to Albuquerque, New Mexico, he basically said, hey, enjoy your stay in Albuquerque. You know how they always